So now we are in day 71 of the market trying to flush us out. 71 days of sideways and down action. But guess what, motherfuckers? We ain't leaving. We ain't gonna get flushed out. On top of that, we're not only not gonna get flushed out, but we're actually gonna find the opportunity. And yesterday, if you watched, there was a massive opportunity. You know what the massive opportunity was? It was the all-out war between Biden and Trump around crypto. And if you were watching the markets closely enough, there was actually 182% to be made on meme coins, or more than 182% to be made on meme coins. So guess what? We're not going to get shaken out. We're going to be here. We're going to get through this. And not only are we going to get through this, we're actually going to land up making money. I'm going to show you a couple of strategies today of altcoins that can actually move because of this election narrative. When we did speak about this election narrative and how there would be a narrative and how certain altcoins would move, now we're seeing the altcoins actually starting to move. Congratulations to those of you that actually got into this trend. To those of you that didn't, I'm going to show you six other trades that you can get into around this election narrative, which are almost guaranteed to go up. That's basically what it is. So let's get the show on the road, guys. Okay, can we just get the comments about the shirt out the way? So can we just get the comments about the shirt out the way? Let's get them out the way early, so that we can do it, so that we can get it, we can get the actual show on the road today. I've got a lot to talk to you about, including all the coins that are going to move because of this election narrative. And again, even though there wasn't much happening on the markets, there actually, if you're looking at the right coins, there was a lot of money to actually be made. And that's really what this market is about, because this market is actually designed to flash you out. As I said before, I don't know if you remember, but there was a time when I said that the market... I can't handle all these comments about the shirt. There's just a lot of comments about the shirt here today. Hold on a second. Let's just get the shirt. Let's just deal with the business of getting the shirt out the way. I'll put this here. And there we go. Now there's no more shirt. Can't be mocked about my shirt today. I'll sit here in the absolute cold just to deliver you a show that you guys will enjoy with my good fashion sense. All right, before we get into the show, a few things. Let's just get some formalities out the way. Number one. If you're not subscribed to the channel, subscribe to the channel. I'm going to remind you why you need to subscribe to the channel. Look here, you see. So these are the beautiful things called the banter bags, right? Now, these are all the tokens that we have in the banter bag. So we were given like $1,000 of Truflation, Vela, Orange DX, Tap Protocol, Beeble, Peckland, Saga, Flash Protocol, Gaiman, TRX. Now we've been given $1,000 of Zero Lend. So what is Zero Lend? It's the leading lending market on L2s, Linear, ZK Sync, Manta, and Blast. Focus on liquid restaking tokens. They've got the largest airdrop of 18% of their supply being airdropped. They're going to be on tier one exchanges. They say they're the best vehicle to farm airdrops. If you want to win all this money in the Banter bags, right? If you want to win all this money in the Banter bags, you have to be a subscriber to Banter, subscribe to Banter Plus, and you have to have an exchange account using any crypto Banter link so that we can actually give you the bags. Another thing before we get into the actual show. So I mentioned to you that Sheldon and I are running the next cohort of Sniper School. So what this cohort of Sniper School actually is, it is Sheldon's Sniper Trading School, which is where I learned how to trade, but I'm going to be joining him. So we're going to be mixing technicals and fundamentals. If you want to join that school, there are very, very, very limited spaces available because it starts, I'll show you in a second. So what you do is you sign up here using this link only. You'll notice that there are 5 days to get in and to get approved. And if you do, of course, you get free gummy if you qualify from the course. So you need to go and do this quickly because there's very limited spaces to actually get into the school. So go and do that now if you want to join the school. Starts next week. It's a 3-week course. We did it all together. There's like 10,000 of us, or I think less for this one because we're going to limit it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to learn how to trade. And that's really what you want to be doing when we're in such a sideways market. Anyway, let's get on with the alpha. Let's get on with the show. I see only 420 likes. What the fuck are you guys doing? Smash the like button. Obliterate it. If you're not subscribed, subscribe. Let's get the show on the road. I'm going to remind you that a couple of months ago, hold on a second. I think job data just came in. Yes, job data just came in. Okay, so the job data spikes to its highest level. The jobless claims spikes to its highest level in 9 months. That means that it's, again, good data to show that the jobs numbers, that there is unemployment is actually getting bigger in the United States. I don't think it's had any effect on the Bitcoin price. I think the Bitcoin price is still like in this range, dead. The range that is designed to kill us, the range that is designed to shake us out, but we ain't going to shake it. We ain't going to get shaken out. In fact, if you remember a long time ago, when the market was really high, I said, look, let's just really take this was streamed 2 months ago. Let's see exactly when. March 5, 2024, we streamed the show. There was a lot of shows that were being streamed. March 5. Hold on, let's just get to March 5. March 5 was somewhere here. I said, look, guys, I'm expecting a correction. I'm expecting like quite a big correction. I don't know if you remember. And I said to you, I won't believe that the correction is over until such time as it feels like the bull market is over and we are too scared to continue to buy. So you are making me worried. It's telling me that there's a lot of froth in the market. When there's a lot of froth in the market, you have to start thinking risk off. You cannot be thinking risk on. You cannot be taking careless, ridiculous positions when the market is at these levels. You need to get into the mindset of, I'm not here to make money. I'm here to keep money. A lot of people are going to make a lot of money. Very, very, very few people are going to keep money. I really hope that the people here now, the 8,170 of you that are watching the show now, are in the mindset of keeping money and not making money. Don't take unnecessary risks.
I warned you that there's going to be a big, 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 big correction, and that the correction wouldn't capitulate because the prices go down. You'd actually capitulate because of the sideways movement, and now the sideways movement is actually happening. And a lot of people are getting shaken out. We ain't getting shaken out. We ain't leaving. But a lot of people and a lot of communities are actually getting shaken out. A lot of communities are actually getting shaken out. This for us is a very important time, because what you can see, if you look at the altcoins for the last month, it's been brutal. I mean, you've got, okay, other than Arweave, which is up 15%, which is good. We'll talk about Arweave later. In fact, later, we're going to talk about three ecosystems that I'm actually going all in on three ecosystems. Arweave is one of them, but there's two others. We'll talk about the two others. Now, let's go back to it. So right now, your job is to remain focused. Okay, you have to now remain focused. And what I mean by remain focused is you now need to survive. You need to make sure that the leverage doesn't wash you out. And you need to make sure that you don't waste your money on shiny objects. Okay, we don't want to waste our money on shiny objects. Very, very, very easy in this stage of the market to get tempted by shiny things, because people tell you shiny things are going to run. If you go for those shiny things, you are going to destroy yourself in the bull market. What I'm doing right now is I am literally focusing on 11, 12, 15 coins. 15 coins. And that's it. That's the only coins and the only ecosystems that I'm touching or focusing on at all. That's these 15 coins. That's it. Because I know that if I focus on shiny things, I'm going to get wrecked in this market. I'm going to lose my profits in this market because they're going to shine for 2 or 3 days and then they're going to collapse. What we need to do now is we need to focus on things, on the things with true fundamentals, that in a market where there's no retail investors and where no money is coming in, these tokens are still going to survive and are still going to grow. That is our job in this market. And so right now, while this market is moving sideways, and I want to just show you that what's happening in this market is absolutely healthy. So let's just go through the fundamentals. So most altcoins have had massive corrections. So you had most altcoins down 50, 60, 70%. They're right now 55% from their all-time highs. Good, big altcoins. This is a real correction. You got the funding. Look at the funding. Funding is reset. Look, it's not at zero, but certainly for bull markets, I think the funding is actually looking like, the leverage is looking pretty good. The fear and greed. So this is something I want to talk about. I said that I didn't want to touch the fear and greed until it dropped by 30 or 40 points, okay? Now, why did I say 30 or 40 points? If you go back historically and look at bull markets, so you know that there was a 2018, 2019 bull market, and you look at how big the pullbacks were in the fear and greed in the bull markets, what you can see is that in the fear and, let's just go here. You can see that in the bull markets, when you had corrections in fear and greed, the corrections were about 30 points. Okay. So like if you went from top to bottom, 25 to 30 points on the way up. Now, if you look at this correction over here, The fear and greed at the top was at 81. The fear and greed today is about 55. Okay, now that's already a 30-point correction in the fear and greed. This is now starting to get into buying levels. For me, the line of truth, which is the stochastic RSI, is now getting to a point. It's going to give me my last confirmation that it's really time to start buying. Remember, my first confirmation is that the first moving average went below the 20. My second confirmation is that the second moving average went below 20. My third confirmation is when the two cross. And what you can see is that the white line has started to move and the yellow line continues to go down, which means that I reckon 2 days, this thing crosses. When this thing crosses, that's the final confirmation that we actually need to start buying. So that, for me, is the final confirmation that we need to start buying. Look at the RSIs. If you look at the RSIs, which again is the momentum indicators, if you look on the 4 hour, completely starting to get into oversold territory. If you look on the 1 day, oversold territory. It's just the 1 week which are starting to come down. Then the next thing that you need to look at is, well, this is a bit of hopium from one of our researchers. He said, look, there could be a head and shoulders, an inverse head and shoulders printing out here. If we do get a bounce here, we've got an inverse head and shoulders, and then it could be from here to Valhalla. But the main thing is, remember this. This market, this stage in the market is designed to shake you out. It's not designed to destroy you with 1 week down. It's designed to destroy you with a sideways movement. It'll make you think that altcoins are never coming back. It'll make you think that the markets are never coming back. And then just when we get to the point of max pain, that is when the market will actually turn. And that's what you want. You want to make sure that you don't capitulate. Now, if you don't want to capitulate, as I've said, I think the best thing not to capitulate is to zoom out. And if you zoom out, you always say that if you just stay in the market for long periods of time, because the adoption of this asset class is growing, you're almost guaranteed to make money. Like, you got to be a dumbass not to make money in this market. The second thing is, as I said to you, you want to be focused. This is not the time to get distracted by shiny things. If you start investing in shiny things now, you're going to get destroyed. Rather just focus on ecosystems. And I'm focusing on 15 ecosystems. We'll talk about them later because I'm actually like going to show you the actual ecosystems in a second. The other thing is, start looking at the big picture. I mean, this is an article that came out today. The European regulator considering allowing Bitcoin exposure to be added to the 12 trillion market for UCITs. Okay, that's UCITs, which are 2x bigger than US ETFs, just to give you an idea. At the same time, Hong Kong, the ETF, is starting to buy Bitcoin, 4,350 Bitcoin. So just zoom out and look at like the net. Don't worry about the small movements in the market. Just zoom out and make sure that you survive this choppiness. It's funny that it's harder to survive sideways movement than it is to survive one candle down. Like, one candle down, we were all fine. The sideways movement, people are getting bored. Like, fuck this, I don't want to be here anymore. It's like, you know, I don't want to be I don't want to be playing this game anymore. It's so boring. It's like we're like we're here for the adrenaline rush. We're not even here to make money. And when you don't get the adrenaline rush, you actually want to leave. That's pretty much what's going on here. Anyway, let's take a quick short little music break.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gummy.
Remember yummy. Today, after the show, much later today,
take a gummy.
We have a major gummy spaces.
Take a gummy.
Remember to go to my Twitter
of gummy.
And set a reminder, there's going to be big gummy announcements. Also, we would like to all thank Josh for actually putting up the, meme staking. We would all like to thank Josh for putting up the coming soon, because it is actually coming soon on meme staking. So remember, today we have a spaces. If you're not already on the spaces, go to,
ladies and gentlemen,
go to over here and set a reminder. Alright, let's carry on and talk about what actually happened last night. So what happened last night? Last night was all out war. It was the beginning of all out war between Biden and Trump, specifically around crypto. So yesterday was like a big day. Like, people don't really understand how much of a big day yesterday actually was. Yesterday was the beginning of crypto becoming the battleground, or part of the battleground, for this election. And I'll show you exactly what happened, because a lot of people don't really understand what happened. What happened was, the SEC passed a rule, okay? They passed a bulletin, a rule. And in this bulletin slash rule, what they looked to do was they looked to not allow banks and traditional custodians from custodying digital assets. And the SEC basically just made this like a rule. They just like decided to make a rule and put it under their jurisdiction. But the problem is that the House in the USA didn't like this. Listen to this.
I was recognized for 3 minutes.
Well, thank Chairman McHenry and thank Congressman Flood of Nebraska for this excellent work in this Congressional Review Act resolution to roll back the SEC's failure in their staff accounting bulletin 121. It would reshape the business of custody in this country. This is not just about crypto. This is a sweeping rule that the SEC has implemented without following the Administrative Procedures Act. The GAO says it's a rule. Well, if it's a rule, it needs to go through the Administrative Procedures Act and have a comment period and get people involved, because as Ranking Member Waters noted, they did not consult with the banking regulators who have the primary role of supervising custody in this country. A custodian is someone who holds your assets for you, whether it's shares of stock or acres of forest land, a rental house, or 10 Bitcoin. Holding reserves against the assets in custody is not standard financial services practice. This staff accounting bulletin is misguided. It requires that money be set aside for that category of assets, of digital assets in custody. It's part of a broader attack by the Biden administration to treat digital assets differently from all other assets. And that doesn't make any sense to House Republicans. Under Mr. McHenry's leadership and Mr. Thompson's leadership of the Ag Committee, we have a fit-for-purpose approach that, in fact, directs the SEC and the CFTC how to handle digital assets. Unfortunately, this accounting bulletin is in the wrong direction. That's why we have the Congressional Review Act. That's why we're using Article I authority under the Constitution to say this is the wrong direction and that we will all come to this House floor and say it should be repealed and sent back. And I would remind my friends on the other side of the aisle, senior Biden official, Vice Chairman Barr of the Fed, Acting Comptroller Sue, all testified before our committee they were not consulted by the SEC about this staff accounting bulletin. It is a significant change. It is a rule. It should have gone to the Administrative Procedures Act to be out for public comment. That's why I thank the gentleman from Nebraska for leading the charge.
So anyway, what he said is the SEC has basically overstepped their mark, trying to create rules where there are not really rules. And then they voted against it. But before they voted against it, what Biden said is that if it came to him, he would veto this thing. And so, but basically what he said is he kind of said, look, we are actively getting involved to stamp out crypto. And Tom Emmer said, today we will vote to overturn Gary Gensler's illegal SAB 121 rule. This rule prevents banks from safeguarding digital assets for their customers, which only increases concentration risk in our market and puts American digital asset risk holders in a vulnerable position. So Gary Gensler was trying to get the banks not to be allowed to custody crypto. If not the banks, then who? FTX? The same FTX that gave them a donation, the Democrats a huge donation. So what you can see, Biden announced his intention to veto legislation permitting banks to directly custody cryptocurrency, saying it would disturb the SEC's efforts to protect investors. I think the SEC at this point is only protecting investors from making money. They're not protecting investors from scams. The SEC look and say, can investors make money there? Okay, we must protect them. We must protect them from making money there, just in case they land up actually making money. The good news is, when the vote actually happened, 21 Democrats actually voted against the Democrats and voted with the Republicans here. And then they managed to overturn this bill. This is a list of the 21 Democrats that actually voted yes and to overturn the thing. And this is like, as Kate Longchase, she said, look, the SAB 121 repeal passes the House. 21 Democrats voted for it. That's huge. Democrats usually vote the block, but 21 Democrats broke ranks to support crypto trade. This is news. Next, watch the Senate. If top Dems support this, we're past peak Warren. This is like an official declaration of war between Biden and Trump. This is like the official declaration of war. And Eleanor Terrett, she says, the two presidential frontrunners planted their flags on very different sides of the crypto debate today. Biden made it clear that he's going to side with Senator Warren and Gary Gensler, by continuing to support the SEC's regulation by enforcement. And Trump, well, he basically seized the day. He saw an opportunity. He saw an opportunity to attract the crypto bros. And boy, oh boy, did he actually jump into this opportunity. He withheld no punches. He went all in on crypto. And basically, I'll show you in a second what he said. But I think the message is very, very, very clear. And the message is that if Biden is reelected, it's not only that you're going to have a senile president with dementia who can do nothing but read the notes that Elizabeth Warren and then put on his teleprompter as a president. It's also that you are voting. If you don't vote, or if you vote for Biden and you're in crypto, then you're an asshole. And the reason why you're an asshole is because if you vote for Biden or if you don't vote, you are essentially voting for stablecoins to be require banking licenses, all tokens basically being securities, all DeFi is unlicensed money transmission. Basically, you are voting. If you don't vote or if you vote for Biden, you're basically voting to kill crypto. And so as this post says, if you love crypto, you must vote against Biden. I don't care how much you hate Trump, but you have to vote for Biden and against Biden. And as I said to you, what you can see here is...
Thank you for the statement. Yeah, with the goggles on.
A lot of the smartest people in crypto are moving their businesses out of the U.S. because they're scared of the U.S.'s regulations.
Because of the hostility.
Correct.
Yeah, crypto is moving out of the U.S. because of hostility toward crypto.
Correct. So what are you going to do to stop it?
Well, we'll stop it because I don't want that. I don't want that. I want that. If we're going to embrace it, we have to let them be here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so again, he's saying, I'm not going to let people leave the country. Now, this guy's, I don't know if you guys are noticing, but look at the goggles that the guy's wearing. Those are mug goggles. Aren't those the mug glasses? Yeah, they are. Those are definitely them. Next thing is, if you listen to...
Biden doesn't even know what it is. If you ask Biden, sir, are you for or against crypto? What's that? What the? Get me off the stage. He's saying, get me off the stage. Now, he has no idea, but look. Gensler is very much against it. The Democrats are very much against it. And I say this, a lot of people are very much for it, probably a lot of the people in this group. And I'm fine with it. I want to make sure it's good and solid and everything else, but I'm good with it. And if you like crypto in any form, and it comes in a lot of different forms, if
he knows.
In favor of crypto, you better vote for Trump. Biden doesn't.
So he knows. He knows. And he's. And not only that, Ryan Selkis, who's actually, by the way, coming on to Banter tomorrow, he was at Mar-a-Lago and he landed up speaking about this. And look, I mean, collect Trump NFT cards. So he basically said, look, there's 50 million of us in the U.S. and we actually vote as an election issue. So he also, I mean, he took the opportunity to start accepting donations in crypto.
If you can't, I'll make sure you can. Can we donate to the Trump campaign using crypto? I believe the answer is yes. If you can't, I'll make sure you can.
You see? So that's what he's saying. He also bragged. I mean, he said, look, you know, basically... The entire revival of the NFT markets was actually because of Trump. Just listen to what he said.
You know, we did it when NFTs were not hot.
Yeah.
And we made NFTs hot again, right?
Make yes, sir.
Make NFTs hot again.
When NFTs were not hot.
So that was Trump. Look, Trump hasn't always been a Bitcoin bull. So just to be clear, Trump's gone through that whole like revolution that everyone's gone through. He wasn't always a Bitcoin bull. I'm going to remind you of his interview in 2021.
I was surprised, you know, with us it was at 6,000 and much lower. I don't like it because it's another currency competing against the dollar. Essentially, it's a currency competing against the dollar. I want the dollar.
So, I mean, he wasn't always for Bitcoin, but I reckon since he made NFTs and he started selling NFTs, and I think Melania also made an NFT collection, I reckon he also understands that Bitcoin and crypto are now an election issue because 15% of 258 million adults They in the U.S. hold crypto. Based on U.S. crypto adoption growth rates, I suspend this election. It will be the same. Will be the last time the government can feasibly win while still being anti-crypto. So, I mean, I think that that this is going to that crypto is going to be very much an election issue. So I think yesterday was the beginning of the war between the two candidates. I think Trump firmly positioned himself as the pro-crypto president. Biden positioned himself as basically a senile, demented, that's what you say with someone with dementia, senile, demented. I want to say the word, but I'm not going to say the word because I want to keep this video on YouTube. But you know what I'm saying. I think the message is very clear. As I've said it before, I'm not really like, I'm not particularly fond of Trump, but I am particularly fond of anyone that's not Biden at the moment. So like, as long as you're not Biden, because Biden is a vote for Horan, yes, and Gensler. That's what it is. And I don't think that crypto can logically, I don't think crypto in the United States can survive another stint of the Hor and Gensler. Horan and Gensler. I just don't think so. Anyway, for us, because we're such degens, what we realize is that actually this is an opportunity. There's always opportunities in crypto. Here's one of the opportunities that happened yesterday. You see the TREMP token did 167% yesterday. 167% in 24 hours. And this is what's going to keep happening with the meme coins. Because remember, meme coins are actually a cultural casino. Meme coins are a casino, are a prediction market of what you think is going to happen next. Not only in politics, but in many other things. And so what you can see is like the Biden, Trump, Biden's token is a little bit up, but I mean, just look at like, I mean, this token is like on the way down, Biden. Trump doing very well. Even Elizabeth Warren actually is up 20% in the last 24 hours. Still got a long way to go. I reckon this token will do well when she gets voted out of the elections by John Deaton. She'll get voted. But the main thing is what we see here is that this election narrative actually brings us opportunities, right? Someone says here, every time you say Horan, what is he saying? Yeah. Every time he says it ends him. Okay. Like, so I mean, it is. I mean, she is. She's a corrupt little, you know exactly what she is. I want this video to live on YouTube. So we know that these elections are actually bringing opportunities. And I looked at some meme coins that would actually, bring up where the opportunities would be. So Biden is like the retard meta for Joe Biden meme. Trump is the retard meta for Donald Trump meme. MAGA, which is the, you know, the Make America Great Again MAGA coin. Then you got Baby Trump. I think you got Trump with hat. You got Horan, which will, you know, carry on going up as she loses more and more. Tucker, I think Tucker will do very well here because Tucker conducts all the debates. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but this is what Tucker posted yesterday for us.
Mr. Gensler, I'm Special Agent Tucker.
What are you, CIA?
Special Agent Tucker of the STFU.
That's not a real agency, sir.
You are here on charges of being a grade A asshole, Mr. Gensler. Or can I call you Gary?
That's not a real charge. I want to speak to my lawyer. And no, I prefer Mr. Gensler.
So, well, you see, Gary, so the reason why I think Tucker will do well is because as the debates happen, more and more content's going to be made. As more content gets made, so there'll be more sponsorships. As there's more sponsorships, so there'll be more token burning. Also, Tucker's now starting to get centralized exchange listings. And you can't discount memes anymore. And the reason why I say that is you can see like meme coin demand is stronger than ever, crypto data tracker says. CoinMarketCap listed 138 memes in April. Now remember, CoinMarketCap charged $5,000 per meme to actually be listed. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but we had Van Eck launched a meme coin index. Now they say it's for entertainment purposes only, but bullshit, we know it's not. Van Eck is like an institutional ETF issuer, and they now launched a meme coin index, including Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, Pepe, Dogwolf Hat, Floki Inu, Bonk, and it's returned over 137% this year. So you've got to start taking meme coins pretty seriously. Another point here, speaking of Gary Gensler, is that Robinhood actually vowed to fight back. And to understand why Robinhood vowed to fight back, you need to look at their numbers. They've got $26 billion worth of cryptocurrencies under custody in 2024. And they look at their revenue. Look at what percentage of their revenue is actually starting to come out of crypto. Just look at the percentage revenue out of crypto. Just look at that. So they're going to land up fighting the SEC, and Robinhood have got a lot of money. So the SEC's got another big fight on its hands. It's got Ripple, which is nearly finished. It's got Coinbase. It's got Uniswap. And these guys who are earning $126 million a year, a quarter, so it's $500 million a year if the bull market remains like this. Do you think that Robinhood are gonna take this line down? Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely fucking not. All right, let's talk about meme coins. I said, remember just a few things. Number one, there is a gummy spaces today. Number two, just quickly talk about gummy and some other meme coins. So number two, remember that for this Bybit $1.5 million of gummy airdrop, you've got 23 days left. Okay, so like at the end of May, that's it. Now I'm going to show you how to get $100 for free. Now get this. This is how you get $100 for free. Sign up to Bybit over here. Immediately as you sign up and put $100 into your account, you get free gummy. Not immediately, but you are eligible for free gummy. And when the airdrop happens, you get the free gummy. But then if you just trade $500, trade any token for $500, immediately you get $100 for free. Like, do you understand that that's, you just like, you deposit, you open an account, you deposit $100, you trade $500, you get $100 free. Like, I mean, and you get free gummy. I mean, like, duh. I mean, come on, like $100 free. Who wants $100? It's literally free money. Also, if you want free money, I showed you this yesterday. If you are a meme coin degen, just like we are meme coin degens, very often you have to move tokens from one chain to another chain. So very often you've got, let's say, Ethereum on the Ethereum blockchain, or even Ethereum on the Polygon blockchain or whatever else. And you want to move it, say, for example, to Solana, and you want to get it back on the other side in USD on Solana. So I use DBridge. DBridge is my favorite bridge. Okay. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is, I know that you guys are always going to have to move money from one chain to another chain. You see this little thing here called points. This tells me that there's going to be a big airdrop. This, and because I speak to the team, I know there's going to be a big airdrop for this protocol. I think the airdrop is going to be huge. Now, if you want to get points, right? If you want to be part, yesterday I see 200 of you signed up. 200 of you are going to get points. Just use this link over here. Whenever you trade, use this link. You will get the points, which will give you the airdrop. And Banta also earns a whole lot of points. So we can actually get a huge airdrop for you and for the community. So go and do that. If you are transferring money, just go to DBridge, use this link, trade using this link, move your stuff using this link, and you will get points for the airdrop. It's going to be a massive, massive, massive airdrop. And then also remember that there's the gummy spaces tonight. We will give you a big update about gummy, and there's a lot happening, a lot happening. All right. I did say that the main thing for me now is to remain focused. It's hard. It's, as you know, like I'm here every single day bringing you crypto love and crypto wisdom. And the main thing for me now is not to get washed out in this sideways chop. And it's tempting. Like, it's tempting to tap out and say, no, I'm not going to be anymore. But I know that there's massive opportunities now. And right now, I'm actually looking at three ecosystems. And I quickly want to talk to you about the three ecosystems that I'm really looking at the moment, right? So, as I said to you, the platform for all my investment decisions, I'm using this spreadsheet. I've published this spreadsheet a million times. We could publish it again for you guys. And I've said to you, like, I'm only looking at 15 coins. Arweave, Solana, Telegram, Near, Rune, Sui, Phantom, Pendle, Based AI, Gearbox, Tooker, Gummy, Peak, DBridge, which is what I've just showed you, and Bob. Now, within these, there are three ecosystems that I think are very, very, very early. And if you start learning those ecosystems now, I reckon that you're going to have a head start over anybody else in the industry. And it's important that you do it now, not when they actually pop. Because I'll show you an example. If you think about Arweave, right now, where Arweave is with their new technology, it's at a 2.4 billion fully diluted market cap, which is where Ethereum was in 2017 and where BNB was in 2020 and where Solana was in February 2021. It's heavily, heavily, heavily undervalued. And with the creation of their new technology, which is this supercomputer that allows for parallelism, we have a whole ecosystem that's starting to emerge. You've got an Oracle, you've got meme coins, you've got DEXs, you've got bridges, you've got domain registrations. I'm publishing this spreadsheet for you guys so that you guys can start getting a feel for all the tokens that are actually starting to be launched in the three ecosystems that I'm looking at. The first ecosystem that I'm looking at is Arweave. I've told you why. I think their supercomputer is basically changed the game, and I think it's the most undervalued token on the market. And if it gets anywhere near $35 or $30, you got to go all in on Arweave. The second ecosystem, which I'm looking at, is the Peak ecosystem. The reason why I like the Peak ecosystem is because Peak is a DPIN chain. It is a chain which is made for DPIN. And you can see that a whole lot of DPIN projects are starting to launch on this chain. Some of them have tokens already, and we've put them for you in the spreadsheet over here. Some of them have tokens which are still coming. But I think that when Peak launches, it'll be amazing. Now, the technology that Peak is built on is called Substrate technology, which is the same technology that, that Polkadot was actually built on. Now, one of the things that when I look at Peak, one of the things that I also look at is I look at Polkadot. The reason is when you've got two Substrate chains, it's very simple for the Substrate chains to actually talk to themselves. And now we know that that Polkadot has actually reinvented itself, so to speak. And so it's probably worth also keeping an eye on Polkadot, even though for me, the main play right now is to look at Peak and all the DPIN ecosystem on Peak, because I'm really, really, really bullish on the Peak ecosystem. The last ecosystem that I think that you guys should be looking at is the Telegram ecosystem or the TON ecosystem. Now, here's a list of all the projects. I am speaking to one or two other projects, which I will bring to you. But you can see there's the DEX, there's Meme Coins, there's TonFish, there's Resistance Dog, there's Paperplane. Look at all these tokens, because I reckon that these ecosystems are going to explode. You know, like Telegram has a fast blockchain, 900 million users. The founder got up on stage and they said, look, they're integrating into TON. They've got USDT now being integrated into it. Like for me, you can even see that even though the market's down, or the market has been a lot down today, I think TON was one of the ones that was up a bit today. Rune was another one of the ones that was actually up again today. So these are the ones you need to be looking at. Trust me when I say to you, just focus on 10 or 15 coins. These are my 10 or 15 coins. Just focus on 10 or 15 coins. That's all you need to be doing right now. That, and you need to be swapping tokens on DBridge, because when you do, you're going to earn the points. We're all going to earn points. We're all going to make life-changing money. Josh, with that said, is there anything that you'd like to add to today's show? Nothing. You don't want to drop any bombs of alpha. No, sir. Oh, we have two minutes for Q&A. If anybody wants to do Q&A, except the one thing I'm not letting you know is where I bought my shirt from, because you guys have already had a laugh at my shirt. But we do have like a few minutes for Q&A. We never do Q&A. So we'll do some Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gummy. Yummy, yummy. Stress. Take a gummy.
I like Injective. Take a gummy. I think Injective's had an amazing run. Take a gummy. It's had an I've had an amazing run. Josh, is that you asking about Injective? Oh, it's Jacob Money. Okay, I thought it was you. It's had an amazing run. It's not one of my top 15 coins, but it definitely is a big one. It definitely is a big one. What else? What else is it? Should I sell Coogee? No, hold on tight. Hold on tight. Oh, Notcoin. Notcoin actually launches today, I think. Yeah, I had the announcement here for you guys today. Here we go. Notcoin launching today. Spot coming out. Oh, no, not today. May 16th is coming out. You can deposit today. The listing is on May 16th. The Notcoin was one where we all tapped like mofos, remember? How much gummy should I stake? I would stake all your gummy. When the gummy staking opens, when Josh can finish the contract audit, right? So the smart contract's ready. The platform is ready. We're just getting the contract audited so no one comes and steals all our money. And then we will launch it. So I think you need to listen to the thing. Who's my hairdresser? I'm not giving... Those are trade secrets. Those are trade secrets. That's now you're asking trade secrets. I can't give you that. Next thing you know, George will start using my hairdresser, and that'll be a disaster. Speaking of George, should we listen to what George is doing?
It's going to be a case. They could be okay.
No, George. Imagine George went to my hairdresser.
I like what it's doing, but like to be super, super bullish on it, I just don't see that. Because that's going away from the dollar.
I wonder if he knows you're watching him.
B- Big A, Chuck is still printing new all-time high every day. I'm really impressed.
Why do people hate Cardano so much? Because they don't do anything. Because I want to know, where is Charles Hoskinson? The guy used to make videos every day, rap the price. Where's Charles today? Anyone seen Charles? I haven't seen him for a long time. Anyway, listen, before I get myself into more trouble and lose more friends, I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, go and bridge tokens. Well, my friends.